everybody. Welcome to Fights of the Roundtable, the show where five doofuses argue about things that don't matter. I'm your host, Doofus Matt Sinix, joined by my lovely panel, John Avery.
What's up?
John Dobson. Jamie Lee Hirth.
Hello.
Josh Hirth.
Hello, hello.
Matt Swearingen.
Heyo.
Edson is still riding his horse around the nation, fighting COVID. I think he's having a white Christmas, riding his horse around the nation. So he's still gone. He's still gone.
That's he sent point. Me a text, though. The horse is no longer with him.
Okay.
He's now riding a griffin, which is right. Interesting. Interesting choice, but...
Yeah. It's probably pretty cold up there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he bundled up.
Yeah. That's all right. That's all right. Anyway, Jamie Lee, thank you once again for being on the panel and being here with us for this week's, which is Best Christmas Song. And we have more details to give you before we actually start the voting. But before we get into any of that, it's time to play hors d'oeuvres. Mr. Matt has now won twice now, and John Avery has won as well. Interested to hear the arguments for this episode. So, you know the drill. We have doors 1 through 5. Who wants in?
4.
Coins in Mario or rings in Sonic the Hedgehog?
Rings all day. They look like SpaghettiOs, which is a plus for me. They're so valuable. It's your life force. Like... And you got to go fast.
I love it. Okay, everything before.
Can I just defer? Because I like that answer. Like, I'm should go with that. You know?
3. Read receipts on awkward texts or an infinitely pending friend request.
Infinitely pending friend request is way better because I have a million of them because I'm not really a social media guy. And I can just ignore them like I ignore real people.
Okay, I have everything but 3 and 4. So 1, 2. 2, and 5. Trackpad or a mouse?
Trackpad. You can do way more with a trackpad. I'm used to a trackpad. An Apple mouse is pretty fantastic, but the trackpad, you've got all the gestures and everything. Yeah.
Nice. I got 1 and 5.
1.
Singing off key or playing music off beat?
Oh, singing off key. There's nothing. Oh. Lord help me, when people are offbeat, you just singing off key for sure. Because then you're like, oh, bless, they're really trying. But the offbeat, especially when they're clapping, you're like, come on, just come with me now. Just watch what I'm doing.
I felt that one. Okay, Matt, you get 5. Sleeping in or staying up late?
Sleeping in is the greatest option in the whole world because there's nothing better than waking up in the morning and just knowing, like, I can stay here as long as I want. Like, I can be in this bed as long as I want to be. And sleeping in has kind of this indefinite ending. Staying up late is super fun, but there's kind of this, like, eerie thing hanging over it of, like, oh, no, tomorrow. Like, I'm going to pay for this tomorrow.
Guys, I gotta say, those were all very good.
I kind of feel like Jamie Lee's argument was like was directed at me.
No, sweetheart, because unfortunately, you're both. Wow. We all have different strengths. That's just not yours.
Wow, hurtful.
Woo. I mean, Josh is pretty good at losing in fights at the round table, so that's pretty.
That's true. Yeah.
Seriously, guys, those were all great. I am going with Jamie Lee's. I think that one. As you were describing like how bad it is when something is offbeat, I realized how right that was and how much I hate listening to that. Honorable mention the SpaghettiOs that you almost had me with that.
Yeah,
one,
I don't.
That,
I
man.
Yeah.
Yep, I love it. Gotta love it. So Jamie Lee has earned the final word at the end of this episode, and that's not going to be for a while because we have a 32 contestant matchup here for Best Christmas Song. Now, let's go and get things, all the disclaimers out of the way. Yes, there are more than 32 good Christmas songs.
Wrong.
We whittled it down. We have a mixture of like holiday songs and hymns. Okay, so we got all the bases covered here. We have shuffled the matchups, but again, certain ones I just didn't want to go back to back, so I did a little adjusting as well. And that being said, if your favorite Christmas song did not make it in here, once again, tough luck. Get the moderator, make your own podcast. This is the way it is. And finally, the last disclaimer, because there are so many, round one, we will have no discussion. So we will present the matchup. Everyone's just going to vote. And we're going to move on. And it's round two and on that we get into the argument. So, without further ado, you guys are ready to start. It's going to be lightning round.
There are some questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it any particular version of these songs?
That is a good question. Everyone knows that all Christmas songs have been remixed to death. I say whatever in your mind's eye, mind's ear, whatever. Whatever version you would want to listen to, like the best version to you, for whatever reason, like whatever would affect your vote.
Right, so Elvis.
That's going to be the one that works for you.
And that may be a good sway point when we get to the arguing. Like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. If it's by DMX, it's better.
That's a great point. So that's a good question. Do you have other questions?
Oh, that was the only question I had. Josh looked like he wanted to say something.
No, I was just trying to figure out if Cynics, when you had said that if your favorite song's not on here, then you know, tough. But if your favorite song isn't included in the top 32, then I think you have terrible taste.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't imagine what that would actually be that isn't on here.
Do better, be better,
right.
Choose better.
Because it's going to be something like Christmas shoes, and then I don't know where to speak to you again anyway.
I want to buy these shoes.
For those people, don't worry about it because we're going to change your mind. We're going to tell you what the best Christmas song is. And
or we're going to give you another podcast
to
listen to.
Your new favorite will be whatever we decide. Okay.
I know.
Lightning round, round one. Here we go. Ow. Okay, here we go. That really hurt. Joy to the World versus Jingle Bells.
You just going to call on us, or are we just supposed to go?
I'm sorry. Wherever you want. If you guys are ready to shout out, go and shout out. If you're stalling, I'll call on you.
But Jingle Bells.
To move things along. One for Jingle Bells.
I think this is the part where one of you guys say something, too.
One for Joy to the World.
One for Joy to the World.
Two for Joy.
Two for Joy.
Three for Joy.
Three for Joy.
Okay, Jingle Bells.
All right. 3-2. Joy to the World, moving on. Sleigh Ride, 12 Days of Christmas.
Sleigh ride.
Whoa!
12 Days of Christmas.
Okay.
Especially the romantic gamer.
That's 4-1.
Okay. That was a lot of voices at once. Sleigh Ride, moving on. The First Noel, Silver Bells.
First Noel.
Dang it! Okay, I can't keep trying. We tried.
Going really well.
I like how round one there was like, or imagine when there was like silence, and now you can't like hear what we're saying.
That was my bad. That was my bad. Yeah. I can't do it. I only got. Yep, I got one track coming in. It's just one cacophony. Okay.
We want to just do clockwise?
Yeah. I'm going to do clockwise. So, Jamie Lee.
What was the matchup? I'm sorry.
First Noel, Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
One for Silver Bells.
First Noel.
First Noel.
First Noel.
Okay.
Silver Bells.
Oh, snap.
Ding, ding, ding. Silver Bells.
Woo. All right. Have a Holly Jolly Christmas, and it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Jim Lee up first. Or we can reverse it.
You're up. Reverse. Go.
Reverse. Josh.
It was Holly Jolly Christmas and Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
One for Most Wonderful. John.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
It is the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Boom. Three.
Yeah. Andy Williams all day.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Woo. Sweep. 5-0. Wow. At first, I wasn't sure.
In Holly Jolly, it's only the best time of the year. It's not the most wonderful.
Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Ooh. That sounds like a remix that I'd be about, honestly. That full title.
Once again, the panels come up with a great idea. We'll make that after Tiger Milk. So, Tiger all right, Jamie Lee.
I'm rocking.
Rocking.
Holly Jolly.
That was the last one. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Or Rocking Around the Christmas
Rockin'
Tree.
Rocking Around. Sorry.
Two for Rocking. Matt.
Rocking Around.
That's it.
Rockin'.
Rockin'.
Merry Little Christmas.
Woo! 4-1. We are moving right along. Baby, Please Come Home. And Oh Holy Night.
Baby, Please Come Home.
Oh,
one
holy
for
night.
Baby. Oh Holy
oh,
Night.
Oh Holy 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 Night.
Wow. Okay. 4-1. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Deck the Halls.
Deck.
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 Deck the Halls.
Deck.
I think it'll hark.
Hark.
Hark, I am as well.
Deck and Hark. Deck moving on, though. I'll Be Home for Christmas and Happy Christmas. Here it is.
War is over.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'll Be Home for Christmas.
You just, I don't, you know, okay. You're walking home.
What? I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Uh-oh. Two for I'll Be Home.
I'll also Be Home for Christmas.
I will, in fact, be home for Christmas.
Wait, what? I'm sorry.
He'll be home for Christmas.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Josh.
It's happy Christmas. This podcast is over. Now the war is over.
John Lennon just lost again in the first round. I'm so happy.
Thanks. Moving on. O come all ye faithful, Winter Wonderland.
Winter Wonderland.
Winter Wonderland.
Come all ye faithful.
Okay. One for each.
O come all ye faithful.
Two for faithful.
Wonderland.
Wonderland. Two title, each.
Guys.
King James.
You know, like Jesus used to speak.
Yeah.
It is Winter Wonderland.
Winter Wonderland. Moving on. Okay. Reverse, reverse. Starting with Josh. The Christmas song. And step into Christmas.
Oh, Christmas song. Another step Christmas in front song. Of a bus.
John,
I only know what one of these is, so it's Christmas song.
Christmas song, Matt.
Samesies, only know what one of these is.
Yes.
And I assume that one's
Step into Christmas. Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. One for step into Christmas.
Step into Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
Is
Dobson giving you a ride home?
No, but it's fine.
No, I'm not. You're not riding home my car.
Christmas song, moving on.
Well, we took your car.
I believe it's my car.
Do you hear what I hear? White Christmas. White Christmas making a showing in both movie and song.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Very cool. Well,
which way are we going?
Josh again.
What was it again? Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear in White Christmas?
White Christmas.
John Avery.
White Christmas.
Two for White Christmas.
Yeah, White Christmas is a better song.
Boom.
Yeah, White Christmas.
Do you hear what I hear?
Okay, respect. Yeah.
I hear you saying wrong answers.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Little Drummer Boy. Josh.
Was there a comma in there? Like that was a complete sentence.
Are we addressing the drummer boy?
Well done. Good grammar.
It's beginning to look like a
little drummer boy. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas or Little Drummer Boy. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Okay. One for beginning. John Avery.
I was just going to say, this is just like the Little Drummer Boy, right?
Yes.
Straight, not the mashup of Peace on Earth. Okay.
Correct. Rup-a-pum-pum.
John Drummer.
Avery. Drummer. One for each.
You said my whatever version of this I want, right?
Yep.
Ooh. Christmas opener with like 19 drums on stage. Drummer Boy.
Ooh. John Dobson. We got two for drummer, one for beginning.
Beginning.
Two for beginning.
Three for beginning.
Woo! Beginning look like Christmas. Moving on. Feliz Navidad. The Christmas song.
Didn't we already do the Christmas song?
No!
Yes!
Christmas is ruined. I'm sorry.
Just dang move on,
it.
Drummer Boy.
Just keep going. Just keep going. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Moving on.
Dang. I'm sorry, guys.
Why didn't you have to vote?
32 is rough.
32 is rough.
Writing is hard.
This is the keep Christmas song, the A Christmas song, so it's a little different.
Goodness gracious. All right. Are we just going to say Feliz Navidad?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I would have voted for anyway.
Yo, fair enough. That's a good song. Okay. Once again, starting with Josh. Away in the Manger, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
John Avery.
Mariah, All Day.
Matt.
All Day.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That's it. John Dobson.
Away in a Manger.
Away in a Manger.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah! 4-1.
Mariah Carey gets superpowers on December 1st.
Yeah, she does.
Anybody says.
All right. And the last one in round one, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Let It Snow. Josh.
Let It Snow.
One for Let It Snow. John.
Snow.
Snow.
Matt. Like Monopoly.
Rudolph.
Oh, that's true.
Reindeer games.
Oh, snap. All tied up. Jamie Lee.
Rudolph.
Rudolph it is.
Obviously, you guys listen to DMX. I'm sorry.
Well, apart from that one duplicate. Very sorry. That was a very good round one. Well done, everybody.
We'll just get dock your pay. That's all.
That's yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I think you owe us now.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. Okay. Wow. That was that's fast. Okay. We are moving on now to the discussion part, the argument part, which is round two. So, kicking it off with Joy to the World and Sleigh Ride. I mean, to be fair, you don't have to argue. But you are now allowed to.
I don't feel like I need to on this one. It's Joy to the World.
Every time I think of Joy to the World, though, first, I think of the Three Dog Night song. I don't think of the Christmas song. So Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Was a he was a friend good of friend of mine. But he wasn't because I hate frogs.
Facts.
Facts.
So it's Joy to the World. And what was it?
Sleigh Ride.
Sleigh Ride.
I don't know. Reliant K's got a really good version of Sleigh Ride.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They have a solid Christmas album.
Yeah, it's great.
Honestly, their best work.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a hot take, yeah. But it's up there. It's up there. It's up there.
I'm going to throw that out there. So. Okay.
As an entire album, yes. I probably agree.
Different discussion. Sorry.
Wait. Are you implying we might get off topic in a conversation?
Never.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Sleigh Ride, what was the other one?
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World.
Once again, that big...
Which is funny because
Josh
you forgets
the matchup.
Sleigh Ride last time.
I know. Well, that's, yeah. Again, let's pay attention.
I'm voting Sleigh Ride.
Okay. Officially?
Yeah. Because right. I don't feel like I'm winning this and I'm not swaying anybody. So.
I stand with Avery on Sleigh Ride.
Just hear those sleigh bells. Tingling.
Ring ting tingling.
Yeah.
Two. It is lovely weather.
For a sleigh ride. Together. With you. We got there. Okay.
Yeah, no, sleigh ride.
All right, we got three for sleigh ride. Three for sleigh ride. Just curious, though. How would you two have voted, John and Matt?
Joy to the World.
One for Joy.
Not an option.
The deed's been done. Just choose.
So yeah, I probably would have. I think they're both great songs. I probably would have picked Sleigh Ride over Joy to the World. But
like, if you had to pick one.
Yeah, if I had to.
Yeah, you probably
like you're some sort of podcast and you had to make a choice.
And that's what we did.
Right. Yeah. Can mark that one off in your
Yeah, I don't
cards.
Know. That's a tough one, but.
Sleigh Ride.
Yeah.
Cool.
My only thing about Joy to the World is I always think of Christmas Vacation when he plugs in the lights.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And they're going for the. It's just. It's Drum so roll. Ridiculous. Yep. I love it.
All right, next up we have Silver Bells, and It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
It is the most
wonderful like that, time of the year. Like that with Step into Christmas, like those two songs are like, it is Christmas time for me.
No, that's like, actually a good point because one is so great and the other one's equally bad. So I'm with you on that, John. That's what you meant, right?
Yeah.
So you know what you're talking about. You know, be reminded of what the songs sound like. Yeah. We can give you 8 bars or so that John Dobson will sing for you.
Right.
So, yeah. Thank you for voting.
Anyway, but no, specifically Andy Williams' version of...
There is no other version.
There is no other version.
Oh, no, that's not true. Have you not seen Will Ferrell do his version on Saturday Night Live?
I'd rather not.
It's hilarious.
I've probably seen it, but I don't remember it.
But no, like Andy Williams' version of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, like that is Christmas. Like that is this season.
So I got 2 for that one, right? Matt and John Dobson?
Make it 3.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Jamie Lee, John Avery?
Also, most wonderful time of the year.
Or Silver Bells?
Make it so.
5-0. That rhymes. All right. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree and Oh Holy Night. Stars are brightly shining.
So for us in our house, we had this mechanical Santa Claus that I think when you walk by, it was motion censored. Mm-hmm. And it would start playing Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. And it would dance with its arms like... up and down, right? And so now every time we hear the song,
that's the
our whole family stops whatever we're doing, and we dance like this. Jamie Lee was talking to a coworker the other day, and the song came on, and while the conversation was happening, she just was dancing, and as if it was very normal to do. So for me, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
So Holy Night, though, is so diverse, right? Like, it is a great Christmas Eve service type song, right? It's also like then you can pull out the Mariah Carey version of it, and it's like epicness. I actually think that it is probably her best work, if anything. But it's also it's just so diverse, and it's classic. It's around the piano, I love it.
So
is that one for the Holy Night?
You can total that. Yeah,
I got one each. Go ahead, John.
David Phelps, Oh Holy Night. You should YouTube it.
Is he related to Michael? Or
no, he is not.
Okay.
How many gold medals does he have?
He doesn't have any.
Well, then why would I listen to him?
Can Michael Phelps sing?
Probably.
Probably. He's got like 32 gold medals. He can do anything he wants. Underwater, he can.
But no, David Phelps, Oh Holy Night. Specifically, it's at the, I think it was like a Gaither Homecoming Christmas special. He was part of the Gaither Vocal Band, Gospel. I know, you guys, whatever. But the most incredible, like, that is a song that should be sung with power. And he has the power to sing that song, like, to just belt it out.
Nice.
But yeah that is like another one of those, like, that's just a classic Christmas.
Mariah too.
No.
She got some power in those.
Have you not listened to that ever? Are you? I don't understand.
I just
what's
don't
happening.
Like Mariah Carey.
Equally strong pipes.
Also, yeah, but if you're going for like a female rendition, Celine Dion's got it all over.
Maybe we should have done Best Christmas Singer.
To be fair, Lauren Daigle's also crushed a Holy Night recently. So
there's one voice I don't like. Anyway, top 16 voices I don't like. Let's do that.
Josh is, John Dobson.
I'm in.
John Dobson is voting for a Holy Night.
Yes.
So we have two for that, one for Rockin'. John, Jamie Lee.
I mean, it is very powerful. Even if normal people, not with people with, you know, amazing pipes do it. It just sort of evokes feeling of like Christmas Eve service. Everybody's got candles. It's just, you know, really powerful, even with, you know, just us singing it. But Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree was also in Home Alone. It was
so
also.
I thought that's what you guys were doing when you started. I thought of all the cardboard cutouts in the window.
Oh, right? Yeah. But right. That's right. He's dancing. It was. And how much fun is Home Alone? I'm going to have to cast my vote. I love Rockin', but I'm going to have to cast my vote for O Holy Night.
Sticking to your guns. I respect it. John?
I think I'm in the same boat. I love Rockin'. I love the scene in Home Alone, but I'll go O Holy Night.
O Holy Night wins 4-1. Next up, Deck the Halls and I'll Be Home for Christmas. Mm. John, would you like to remind everyone how those go?
Deck the halls.
That's not even close.
Spot. Nope.
Perfect.
Was that? Yeah, you're right. Singing
offbeat. I'll
be
home for Christmas this year.
Jim Lee was right. Singing offbeat is much worse. So much.
Exhibit A.
Yes. Deck the halls, and I'll be home for Christmas.
I think I'll be home for Christmas because more of like an actual song. Like, Deck the Halls is like little kids go caroling, but like, I wouldn't sing along to it necessarily. I hope I'm right on this. I think Leslie Odom Jr. has a really good rendition of I'll Be Home for Christmas. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure it's him. It's that style. But I like it because it feels more like an actual song.
Okay.
True. The Carpenters bring a lot to I'll Be Home for Christmas as well. For all you kids, the Carpenters were a band in the olden days.
John Dobson is.
Wait a minute. Wait, you don't like the Carpenters either?
Oh, I do not.
You
like
are
the Carpenters.
Killing me.
Replaceable.
Okay, and let's be fair. It's Karen sauce. Carpenter. Like, the brother's there and he's fine. He's whatever. But Karen Carpenter is like perfection. And you're just over here shaking your head. No,
you're perfection.
I just
no. He is not.
I just don't understand. There's so much about you I don't understand, John.
Yeah, that's okay. Everyone's entitled to their
like how much I love Christmas and can't stand the Carpenters.
Yes,
like
that whole album, Christmas Portrait, is gold. Like,
there's so much about who you choose to be.
In the immortal words of Michael Scott, why are you the way that you are?
Every time I try to make something fun, you make it not that way.
So, yeah, the halls are all
I
home.
Don't like the Carpenters.
So, Carpenters aside, though, the song, in your mind's eye, mind's ear, whatever, like the best version of the song to you, which one is better? Deck the Halls, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I would say Deck the Halls. I like the holly jolliness of it. The idea of like decorating. I love decorating for Christmas. We've been decorated for like a month because I just love it that much.
Okay.
So yeah, for me, it's Deck the Halls.
Why don't we officially tally one?
Sister did a recording of I'll Be Home for Christmas.
That's great.
I'm officially telling you for Deck the Halls.
Yes. Cool. Yes.
You can also officially tell me for Deck the Halls.
Two for Deck.
Make it three.
Oh. Make it three.
I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I'll Be Home for Christmas.
It's the better song.
Oh, yeah. I'm I'll Be. Sorry, I thought I already voted.
All right. It's you for I'll Be Home.
I thought you did too.
Deck the Halls takes it. That is not a fa-la-la-la loss for that one.
Well done.
Very nice.
That was good.
Wait.
A Christmas song?
Did Christmas song creep up?
Okay. Two problems in round one. Two problems. Take it out of my pay. I'll owe you more.
Did we miss something?
Yeah, we missed one. We missed a matchup. So, quickly, quickly, Silent Night. Angels, we have heard of
Silent Night.
Oh, praise
Silent
the Night. Lord, the Silent Night is Night. In this thing. I've been stressed out about
okay.
it the whole time.
Yeah, I was like, where? Like, that was obviously on there. Like, where?
Honestly, I've been sitting this whole time like, okay, like, I don't know that it's our winner, but like, Silent Night's not in the bracket? Like, yeah, what are we doing?
And Mariah Carey is?
Went too quickly. I'm very
Mariah
sorry.
Mariah Carey's not a song.
So, we can go ahead and do it now, though. Silent Night, Angels, we have heard in high. No discussion, because this is round one.
Go. Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Okay.
Sure.
And by the way, all right, Lion Cake killed both those songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great
yeah,
they did. Versions of both. Yes.
Yep. Okay. That makes our round two matchup Winter Wonderland and Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Yeah, Silent Night.
I'm going to go Wonderland.
Okay.
I For me like specifically, Expect Pentatonix's it. Version of Silent Night.
Oh. You love pretentious music. Like when they sing, it's like I'm hearing them drive a Volvo station wagon and how much more they care about their family than I do. Right? It's just like this is you are down here somewhere listening to whatever you listen to, but we are up here with these angelic voices and we and I'm just like shut
Wait,
up.
So you're
shut
upset up. That I like good music?
No,
and good
I would
singers?
Like for you to like good music. That'd be awesome. Be great. You can be very helpful in this conversation.
Shout out to just any a cappella groups, though. I think that's difficult.
It like, is difficult.
Using your voice for everything. I don't know. I feel like it's difficult. Then again, I can't sing for crap, so whatever. All right. Moving on. Silent Night takes it 4-1. Next up, we have The Christmas Song versus White Christmas.
White Christmas.
White Christmas.
White Christmas.
Christmas song.
Christmas song.
Okay. Dang, wow.
I know we're allowed to talk about these, but I didn't
know. No, that's okay. As long as you guys didn't vote.
Not enough chestnuts.
Not enough chestnuts. That's right.
White Christmas taking it 3-2.
I mean, Nat King Cole.
Next up.
Come on.
Oh, that's the one I listened to today?
Yeah.
Crosby.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas and Feliz Navidad. Shout out to Edson, wherever you are. On your griffin or your horse, whatever you're on.
Oh my gosh.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Feliz Navidad. What's it going to be?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Feliz Navidad is a fun song. It's neat. But after a while, I'm like, all right, let's just get on with it. I'm done with it.
All right. Officially one for It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Make it two.
Make it two.
Make it three.
Make it four.
Oh, and five.
Oh, okay. Feliz Navidad.
Sorry,
out.
Edson.
Hey, that was quick.
Maybe you should have been here to vote.
Yeah.
Instead of saving lives. Yeah. Whoa. Like, you're so important yeah, listening
the
to God.
100% would have voted for It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
All right. Last matchup in round two here. All I Want for Christmas Is You and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph.
One for Rudolph.
Rudolph. Rudolph the Red Nosed Reindeer.
For the record, that was not two separate votes. That's still
leading.
John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know. It's such a fun song, Rudolph.
I mean, it does evoke memories of the movie where Santa's a complete jerk.
Yep.
It's true.
And he's skinny. Eat, Papa, eat.
And why does Rudolph sound like he's got like a stuffy nose?
Because he's got his nose covered.
Right. I don't.
Actually, they, you know, when they make the claymation models, they accidentally packed his nose a little.
a little tight.
That's a fun fact. Yeah.
Got sinus issues.
Yeah. Science.
Yeah. True story.
We need to get some Sinex.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Looks great. So I got one for Rudolph. Who else? The other option is All I Want for Christmas Is You, in case you forgot, Josh.
All I Want for Christmas Is You is probably, and I could be wrong about this. It's entirely possible I'm wrong at some point.
You don't say.
Yeah. But I think it is the best Christmas song that's been written in my lifetime. Like, most of the other really great Christmas songs,
that's all these songs.
Are.
Like,
bingo card.
Actual market. Quality or like charts and sales?
No. And what I think is the best.
Okay.
I don't
care
about charts.
It's just number one this year for the first time.
Well,
really?
Well,
And you say I have bad taste in music. You think that's the best Christmas song?
Name another Christmas song that's been out in the last 40 years that was made in the last 40 years. Not recorded of an earlier version of it, but
the first version of it of all time.
Yeah.
Happened in the last 40 years.
Relying Case Santa Claus is Thumb into Town is pretty good.
That's the best song on the album.
That's an original
parody,
song.
Really.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
It's a partial parody, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, you're right.
But it is a good song, right? Whoa. I'm waiting. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's not been that many. All the great songs are older.
Yeah.
Than me.
Yes.
Even. That's what I'm saying. It's the best one that's made.
But
in
it's
my
not
lifetime.
A great song.
You're arguing the fact that I said it's the best one made in my life.
So I get to vote for my reasons, and
that's right.
My wife gets really happy when this song is on. She loves to sing all the like craziness with Mariah Carey, and so all I want for Christmas.
I got one each.
Because it brings joy to my household.
I like that you're like, I got to vote for my reasons and then voted for your wife's reasons.
my reasons are that when my wife is happy,
they
my
overlap.
Life is better.
Fair.
So. Happy wife, happy life. As they say. Yeah, I got one each.
I think I'm going Rudolph and legitimately because I love the DMX version.
Counts. All right, I got two for Rudolph, one for All I Want.
All I Want for Christmas.
Earths? Okay. Ooh. All right, Josh. It's going to be.
All I Want for Christmas is you.
Okie dokie.
That's so sweet.
All I Want for Christmas.
You should probably tell that to your wife.
Moving on.
Not bad.
Okay. Next up, we are moving on into round three of this behemoth bracket here. So we have Sleigh Ride versus It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's still...
I had to play them both in my head for a second.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
That was the only pause, was I needed to listen to segments of each of them real quick.
The offer still stands. John Dobson will sing you a few bars.
Okay.
Of the... Yeah.
Of the one you don't want to win that round.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could do it too, but that's even... It's going to be even worse. I'm just telling you right now. So.
Yeah, well, that's the winner, right?
Sounded like we had three votes.
I think so.
Is that official for both? Okay.
I'm mine officially.
So. Yeah, let's go ahead and throw mine in for four.
All right.
I'll go Sleigh Ride.
Mostly because I couldn't remember what the matchup was.
Whatever they said.
Bingo card.
I mean, already won, so I didn't matter.
Last time it was John that went full Matt, and this time it's you.
All right. Next
Never
up.
Go full Matt.
Oh Holy Night versus Deck the Halls.
Oh Holy Night.
Yeah. It's just so reverent.
Yeah.
Right? It's like it is there and it's a powerful song. It's, and it is
it's powerful, it's musically beautiful, it's
lyrically.
Holy Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night.
Across the board, there we go. Next up, Silent Night versus White Christmas.
Oh.
See, these are juggernauts of their respective hymn and holiday. You know,
right.
So we're down to the point that these are all.
Oh, these are all good. Yeah. If you had a playlist of round three here, you'd be in good shape, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. This is completely
random. We're
going
to need John to sing for us, I think.
No.
Fill the dead air.
I was starting to look up Christmas songs written in the last 40 years. The very first option. Because I'm looking this up because of what Josh said. The very John first Lennon? Thing that Google started to fill was Christmas songs written by Jews.
Okay. I'm curious now. Click it.
I'm feeling lucky.
Right.
Click it. Silent Night, White Christmas.
Silent Night for me. White Christmas is really good. But Silent Night is... It's that upper tier of... like reverent candlelight service type songs. And that's pretty important for me.
Yeah, we always did like that was our closing of a candlelight service in the church I grew up was Silent Night. Again, I love White Christmas, but if I'm picking a song to listen to or to sing to that means something more to me, it's going to be Silent Night.
On Christmas Eve, we usually sing carols with Jim Lee's family. And do we sing White Christmas? Because I know we sing Silent Night every single time.
White Christmas, but Silent Night is my mom's favorite, so that's the one we end on.
Yeah.
Usually.
And it feels like a carol-y song. It feels like, you know, everybody can sing along with that one, where White Christmas almost feels like it's a...
like for lack of performance level
thing? Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. It was a performance song.
Silent Night sung bad is still Silent Night.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Like,
yeah. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've... Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Again, I'm right here.
Not you! You've got 16 voices are not all going to be good, so...
She means me.
True.
It's impressive. I'm just gonna, 16 I'm just put voices. It up there.
Yeah, I'm seeing a therapist now. It's down to 12.
Right. That's good.
Well, I'm probably going against everybody else, but I'm going White Christmas. I've got nostalgia factor. Silent Night's fantastic, but for me, it's going to be White Christmas.
I'm not going to lie. Part of my decision was I hate snow. So I don't want to.
I live in Florida.
I know.
I'm still dreaming of White Christmas, and so it's an antagonistic song. I've never seen snow.
I've been willing it to snow since we moved here 16 years ago, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Me too.
So are you voting for
Silent Night?
Silent Night? Okay.
So I got one for each here. Three. You who have not voted, is it Silent Night?
Oh, Silent Night.
Pretty sure.
Sorry, I thought
Silent Night. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I voted too.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Yeah. Just making sure.
Silent Night.
Didn't want to. There was some discussion that happened after.
Sorry, yeah. I was trying to sway people to my side.
4-1, Silent Night, moving on. Last matchup of round three. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. All I want for Christmas is you.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, just because I hate the other one.
I mean, there's an undeniable sparkle every time you hear Andy Williams start singing. Like, yeah, so it's beginning to look all like Christmas.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mariah, but I'm going with that as well.
We know you're a big fan.
That's three.
Of us. Right. She's a big fan of us.
John,
she's
Matt, clearly how a listener. You guys have voted? Beginning is already won, but...
Beginning.
Four for Beginning.
Sorry, babe.
One for Mariah.
A lot like Christmas.
Nice. 5-0. All right. We're down to the semifinals. So yay. It's going to be close.
This is the part where we take an intermission. We let our listeners go.
Grab a snack.
Listen to all four of these songs to prepare.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Semifinals. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And oh, holy night.
I think It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is probably my favorite of the... It's probably the most fun of, like, the Christmas songs to me that is really, like, punch you in the face Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's... It just jumps right out immediately. I'm not going to sing it because it's terrible when I do, but,
thank
like...
You. Thank you.
When you hear it, you're like, yeah, that's Christmas. Sweet. Here we are. So I'm leaning. That's the way I'm leaning right now, but I don't know.
I'm always confused by the line, there will be scary ghost stories, though.
Yeah, that's
like, what,
a
that's
bit.
Not really part of Christmas.
That is true.
Was it at some
a Christmas
like,
carol?
Oh. Yeah, Christmas carol is scary. Yeah.
That's true. There's three ghosts. So maybe that's exactly what they're referencing? Charles Dickens?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Makes sense.
But...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hmm. That's a good question, though.
You almost had me there with the scary ghost stories until Dickens was brought
until
in.
Dickens.
That legitimizes it for me.
That's the plural. Only ghost story I can think
it's in
of.
In the plural.
Because it multiple ghosts.
It's scary ghost stories.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
it's
if
more
each
than
one
story.
True. But,
just to.
That's true.
But
we're going deep dive here,
right?
I mean, semifinals.
It's, sure. I mean, each ghost is his own person, like his own deal. So
yeah,
he's telling his own story. So
I feel like that works. I guess maybe. I no, seriously. Like...
Yeah, that's really, like, when it comes to Christmas and ghost stories, that's all I got.
Thing. That's the only one I
got. That's all I got.
It's Dickens, like, and that's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
I feel like John Avery is Googling
Christmas
ghost stories.
Yeah, the one thing I found that come up, it says it has to be Dickens. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably just what it's referencing.
It's real good, but Holy Night is... You use the perfect... It's reverent. Like, it is and powerful and... Star is brightly shining.
Yeah. It is the night.
Yeah, I go holy.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, holy night for me. You can tally that one, actually.
Two for oh, holy. Who else? Josh, did you say you were voting for Is the Most Wonderful Time?
I did not. I said I'm leaning that way. So you're but I had not voted right. yet.
But you haven't fallen okay. over.
It's funny, when I think I vote, he says I didn't vote. But when I didn't vote, he thinks I voted.
I'm never
Again,
sure.
We
you,
don't
man.
Listen to you. You don't listen to us.
That's a, it's 100% fair. It would be not Christmas if I didn't hear O Holy Night, though. So I'm going to vote officially with O Holy Night.
That's it. Still wouldn't know what you two would vote for.
I was open for arguments. They're both amazing in at different rights. I really don't know. I was kind of leaning to it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
You want to give it one?
Wait, what are we arguing?
Best Christmas song.
Oh, Holy Night has already won.
Okay.
Yes.
Would still love to know what you would have voted for.
Between which two? Oh, Holy
it's
Night and...
It's the most wonderful like time. Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Okay, I was going to say, was that's what threw
oh,
me.
Oh, sorry. Yep, because I said the wrong thing.
Sorry. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Okay.
Oh, Holy Night.
So I love Oh, Holy Night. I am going to give It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year one, because it is a great Christmas song. My friend Rick, our friend Rick, like for him,
I've got his mic.
For him, like he said, like that is like it's Christmas time when he hears that song. Like that is Christmas time for him. And I think that's true. Like that's true for me too. Like when that's one of those songs when I hear, I'm like, yeah, like it just talks about everything that's wonderful about Christmas. So I'm gonna give it one. I'm not upset that O Holy Night won though.
Right. Were you going to give it maybe. Two, or were you going
to? Yeah, I was going to give it two.
Two. That was a close one. 3-2. Next. Silent Night, and It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Silent Night.
I'm having a hard time not projecting out to the next round and being like, I don't want to see Oh Holy Night and Silent Night up against each other.
But it feels like they should be.
But it feels like they should be.
Yeah.
But is that...
I know. I'm trying to not project to the next round, too, but...
I couldn't keep up with the matchups, so I forgot where we were. I'm, like, just keeping these two in.
Silent Night, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
I like Silent Night, I think, in this. Chicago's got a really good rendition with the horns being very prominent in it. That's probably one of my favorite. So good.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't think a Christmas Eve service is complete without singing Silent Night. Like, to me, it's not Christmas Eve until, like, in a service until that song has been sung.
Technically, it's not until December 24th.
Well, but like, yeah, like, that is, for me, that is what, like, our Christmas Eve service always built up to. Mm-hmm. It's like, all these families coming together, candlelight service, like we all light our candles and sing Silent Night. Like that is just it's exciting, it's joyful, it's somber. Like there's so many emotions in this one song. So I'm officially voting for Silent Night.
You guys are killing it on the adjectives tonight. Well done. One for Silent Night.
Very superfluous.
Nice.
Make it two.
Good vocab. Two for Silent Night.
I'm not going to lie. Superfluous was the exact word I was thinking. So that's a little weird. It's kind of creeped me out a bit. But
we got reverent. Superfluous.
I'm also Silent Night. I don't know if I ever made that official.
Oh, there you go. Silent Night is three. Mm-hmm. Jamie Lee, Josh?
I was going Silent Night.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go Silent Night.
There you go. And now, the final. You guys already know. Oh, Holy Night. Silent Night. Holy or silent?
It's one holy silent night.
Yes.
So again, for me, like, Oh Holy Night is a song that I want to hear sung by somebody with, like, very powerful vocals. Silent Night is a song that I want to be singing with my family and my friends. Like, I want to be a part of that. So... I'm going Silent Night.
So which one? Okay. I wasn't sure.
No. Like, hearing a song sung is enjoyable. It's, like, it's wonderful for me, but to actually, like, be a part of something and to, like, that's a tradition that I want to keep going in my life. Like, that's something that I want to do like I've done with my parents, like I want to do when I have kids, like that candlelight service, that feeling of Christmas, of tradition, of even just remembering, like being reminded of the Christmas story and that, like,
not like the movie.
In a stable, like.
Yeah, but to be fair, though, like Silent Night as a concept isn't a great rendition of the Christmas story. It was probably not very silent.
Probably not.
Probably pretty. I mean, for the town as a whole, honestly, in Bethlehem, you're talking about an overcrowded city where there's no room for people to stay. You're talking about birth in a stable. Shepherds are coming in from the fields and spreading the word that the Savior has been born and telling everybody. Like a giant army of angels showed up for a minute there. Like. Very little about the Christmas story is quiet.
Or is the song very accurate? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's not an accurate song. So therefore, does that knock it down for you at all? Are you looking for historical accuracy in your music?
No, I don't really. It's not a huge issue for me. I love Silent Night. It was just, as he was talking, he's like, in the Christmas story. And I was like, well, I mean, kind of. It's in there.
In my mind, it was like.
It was real quiet.
Like, I think it's one of those moments where, and I don't have kids yet, so I don't know, like, but I think, like, in the moment that my child is born, like, nothing else around me is gonna, it's gonna matter, like, it's gonna be a
like
moment
you just
where,
tune it all out.
Yeah, like,
it's happening, but you don't hear it.
Tunnel vision. It's
like, yeah, kind of like
blacks
that.
Out, nothing else matters, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so, like, I think that's sense. what I think of, like, okay, so maybe it's from Mary's perspective. I don't know, but like, the Savior of the world is just born.
That's a big deal.
By the way,
Mary, did you know?
She knew. She knew. She was flat out told. She knew.
Mary, she did know. Yes.
Mary, she did know. See, that is a better song. I like that.
So
Mary, you clearly knew.
And there's in Lauren Daigle has a song. I think it's called Light of the World. Shut up. But like she talks about like just like the baby's cry, like breaking that 400 years of silence. Like, so like there has been silence. Like nobody's heard from God in 400 years. And then this baby comes along and like breaks that silence. So I don't know. There's just a lot in that song for me.
Deep dives.
Yeah. So for me, they're equally Jesus is here, right? Yeah. So, like, I don't know that. Definitely, neither one of them is more like Jesus has arrived than the other one. Like, Oh Holy Night is.
This isn't Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah, like this isn't like this isn't Rudolph. Like Jesus is here. So for
also,
me,
also so
that.
Is Santa.
Yeah. I like Oh Holy Night better musically. I would rather listen to that if I was going to listen to either of them. I enjoy singing them both. But I like that song better musically. I enjoy it more. If either one of those is sung to close out a Christmas Eve service, I'm good to go.
But only one can be chosen.
So I had, yeah.
Is it official one for each? John Dobson, your Silent Night?
Yes.
One
oh,
each.
Oh, Holy Night for me.
Two for Oh, Holy Night. John and Josh.
John, you have anything?
Best Christmas song.
I'm going Holy.
There it is. Josh.
Samesies.
Samesies. Yep. Holy Night takes it 4-1.
But again, like you're saying, like, I don't think there's a... I mean, there is a loser, but I don't think there's a loser in that one. I just happen to prefer...
Just a runner-up.
A Holy Night.
Silent Night did not good. Become a bad song because it didn't win this bracket.
That's right. That's right.
And I'll be honest...
Like, listen to both of these songs.
I know it's really dumb and it has nothing to do with anything, really, but the amount of eyes in Silent Night at the beginning drives me crazy for some reason. I have no idea why that is. Be silent. I don't know. I understand it. I don't understand why I don't like it.
I thought
like,
you meant I...
It's just like two eyes.
No, it's just like, it's like a seven or eight eyes in there.
Yeah. My Silent Night.
versus Oh Holy Night, I think you just kind of get right to it. So I like it. Pitter patter.
You're right.
Get at her.
So by the eyes, do you mean like drawing out?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha, I mean, I know gotcha, there's gotcha, only gotcha, technically gotcha. One eye in silent, but.
Of course. Of course. Yes.
When you sing it, there's multiple.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Whew. So the eyes have it.
Yeah. That was vivid. I could feel the wax burning my skin as you guys were talking about.
Those Get on with it. It was Can vivid. We do this any faster?
It was vivid.
Oh, we Whew. Had little like paper things that caught the wax.
But they don't yeah, catch they the don't wax.
That's the thing. I've always really? Had one. It always gets through for me.
Always gets through.
Is it Christmas Eve if you haven't received a good,
no.
I don't know, second degree burn from the wax?
I don't think so.
It really sends it home.
The first time our son was in a Christmas Eve service and it started dripping down on his hand, he looks at me, he's like, it's burning. And I'm like, bro, you just got to deal with it. That's Jesus. Yeah. Like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Jesus.
Welcome to the party, sir.
That's right.
Suffering for your faith or something. I don't know if that's amazing. Really it. But
I mean, right.
So there you have it. Out of 31 songs. Oh Holy Night is the best one. So Which sorry was, for those mix-ups.
Well, hold on. I got a question
I'll own up to that.
What was the one that was in twice?
Christmas song.
Did it win either round? Okay, so
definitely not cool. good enough cool. to be in there.
We
twice.
Tried
over two.
Yeah,
it should have.
It really had a lot of chance to make it out of that first round, but
yeah. It literally had twice as many opportunities as any other song. Yeah. I mean, we caught it, so it really did. Yeah. But
oh, sorry, no, it beat tried. Step Into Christmas in round one.
Okay, so it did win. All right,
three to two though. So as it wasn't like a you
know. Well. Who was the second vote for sweeping. Step Into Christmas? Was that you?
Okay, that was me. But honestly, it's because I forgot right what the other song was. And I knew it.
How could you possibly
you?
Forget what the other song was? I would never do such
no.
a thing.
Ever.
Welcome to the never. Podcast.
Right.
So there you have it. Oh, Holy Night is the best Christmas song. How are you guys feeling about that? Feeling good?
I'm not upset.
Yeah, no, I think it's respectable. We'll Way better than some of our recent results of things.
Like some
desserts.
Nothing.
Desserts.
Actually.
Thanksgiving desserts is the one that jumps to mind of.
But clearly. He can't buy it. Like
have to
the
say,
greatest
so
sure.
of all time.
Good.
So
yeah.
Except pecan pie is apparently a toilet pie.
Yeah, pecan.
There's also pecan pie. Yeah,
it's also pecan pie.
Whew. Well, thank you everyone for listening to our second Christmas themed episode. We had fun doing it. We hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And as always, feel free to check us out on social media. Participate in our social media bracket. We'd love to know what you guys think is the most amazing Christmas song. But before we wrap up, Jamie Lee has earned the final word. And so without further ado, take it away.
Thank you, sir. Sticking with our Christmas theme as it is so very close, I feel strongly about Christmas lights. Everybody loves Christmas lights. They're fun to look at, especially if you don't have to hang them yourself. But there is a key difference in your Christmas lights. You've got your incandescent lights of old, and you've got your supposedly more energy-saving LED lights. While we've done the test and it saved no more money, and all that we are left with was the cool, harsh, not warm glow of LED lights. So if you've not thought about it, take a look, have a think. I'm incandescent all the way. I will die on the hill. You've got to get your warm Christmas glow of those lights. There's nothing like you finish decorating the tree, you turn off the rest of the lights, and boom, warm Christmas glow. You've got those incandescent lights, you're set to go. You're feeling holly jolly with those LED lights. You might as well be out in the cold. Didn't we already do the Christmas song?
No! Yes! Christmas is ruined. I'm sorry.